No Simple Road is stoked to have Sunset Lake CBD back with us as our sponsor. Sunset Lake is the real deal. If you've looked around trying to find CBD and it just didn't do what it was supposed to do, this is the place you need to go. They've got every kind of product you can imagine, including CBD tinctures with sleep gummies that are great for getting to bed, CBD gummy bears and reishi-infused chews that can help bring you a little bit of calm in a stressful day. They've got salve, they've got smokable hemp flower that's great for folks like me that don't want to get stoned and paranoid but want to have the benefits of cannabis. Well, now you got it. And they even carry CBD products for your pets, man. I'm saying this is Darwin-approved stuff. Go over to sunsetlakecbd.com and check out the full range of what they have. This is Vermont-grown right to your door, and they're giving you 20% off. So put in the promo code NSR20 when you're checking out. You're going to get 20% off your whole order, and I know you're going to love it. They even have subscription options open for you, so you don't forget to get your medicine. Go check out Sunset Lake CBD, everybody.
Hey everyone, Chris Pandolfi from the infamous String Dusters here to let you know that my podcast, Inside the Musician's Brain, is back on the airwaves for season 4, which means it's time once again to get deep with influential musicians from all across the musical landscape to really understand and translate the lessons of success, failure, inspiration, and hard work that are behind the music and the artists that we love. My guests this season include Rachel Price from Lake Street Dive, Sam Bush, Chris Wood, Chris Funk from The Decemberists, Lindsay Liu, MC Taylor from His Golden Messenger, and more. Check us out, and thanks for listening.
We're so excited to tell you a bit about today's sponsor, Music Masters Collective. They are a nonprofit organization that produces unique music events, providing opportunities for fans and artists to meet and collaborate in an inspired and creative atmosphere.
Music Masters Collective events give you the opportunity to learn from world-class musicians like Otil Burbridge, Steve Earle, Richard Thompson, former members of the band, the Milk Carton Kids, Nikki Glaspie, the Fab Four, and Sean Colvin, and so many more.
At an event like the Milk Carton Kids Sad Song Summer Camp happening this July, you can expect immersive classes, evenings of entertainment, excellent food, and a space for a lucky group of folks to learn, co-write, workshop, and perform with like-minded peers, all with the guidance of Kenneth Pattingale, Joey Ryan, and some of their favorite songwriters. This all-inclusive week in the Catskill Mountains of upstate New York is guaranteed to be magical. Scholarships are available and spots are extremely limited, so visit www.sadsongsummercamp.com/simple to learn more. That's www.sadsongsummercamp.com/simple. Check it out.
No Simple Road. No simple road.
No simple road.
No simple road.
No simple road.
No simple road.
No simple road.
No simple road.
No simple road. No simple road.
I'm with you, Jake. That's exactly what I would love. I would love the headless mic.
A headless mic.
I like that.
That's Halloween.
A headless head?
The headless wire. The wireless headphones?
Hey, no. Heads talking.
Or those aren't wireless.
No, I want
wireless. Are you going to talk from the side the whole
time? Hi, guys.
Time?
How you doing? How's everybody doing out there?
Very
it's weird, everyone. Aaron's staring at me and smiling in a weird
way. I'm smizing. Smiling and squinting my eyes.
You're a schmirk.
So we're here with Mr. Jake.
Hey, guys.
And Mrs. Bryn.
Hello.
Wait a second. Did something go down while I was at
Apple?
At the office or whatever?
Mr. No. Apple.
And
Mr.
Jake is with
Midnight on Earth.
Yes, thank you. And Bryn is with Vital Force Herbs.
So this is the inaugural.
I just knew Midnight. I couldn't remember Earth.
Inaugural flight of Midnight on Earth podcast on No Simple Road.
Yeah.
This is the first. Boom, boom, boom. This is the first crossover. you know, I know if you've been looking at No Simple Road's Instagram, you've probably noticed that I started a podcast myself, totally different vibe in the sense of the approach and, you know, the different spectrum of guests, a little bit of crossover, but in a different field, but still together. And it's amazing. I've had an incredible experience. I've had great guests. I'm sure you've seen it.
So what? Well, maybe they haven't. Tell them all about it, Jake.
Look, Midnight on Earth. Let me just tell you right now.
Break it down for them.
Break it down.
What is Midnight on Earth?
Midnight on Earth is a beautiful podcast, but really it's a tribute to one of my heroes.
Who's your hero?
One of my many heroes, including I'm the hero of my own life, as all of you are. one of the heroes of my life is a man named Art Bell, who many people know, millions of people know from Coast to Coast AM, which ran from the early to mid-90s all the way up. Actually, it's still going with a different host.
How did you get introduced to Coast to Coast?
Oh, my God. This is such a funny story. So I got this job.
Here we go.
When I was 20 years old at a place in Eugene, Oregon called Humble Bagel, and I was the night janitor. And let me tell you, it was a very loose place. You know, you could be there. You know, you're at night. You're smoking weed. There's two bakers. Unfortunately, I'm very sorry, guys. I don't remember your names.
But he remembers the year.
I see you in spirit. I see you in spirit. So, 1998. See? You know, I was 20 years old. I was born in 1978. These two baker brothers, incredible human beings, they love the Grateful Dead. You know, we
connected. In Eugene, people that like the Grateful Dead, that's
weird.
I know,
it's weird.
You would never believe it.
No, it's really odd.
I heard they're in the death
metal. It's kind of just this one bagel shop.
No, I'm just kidding. Everybody knows. But okay, so the two brothers, you know, I'm working the night shift, and I'm the night janitor, and one of the brothers loved Coast to Coast AM. So he puts on Coast to Coast AM. I'm listening. I was hooked instantly. Why was I hooked instantly?
Yeah, why? What was it about it that intrigued you?
Well, it's in the vein of the things that I already loved. I was already a counterculture person. I already spent my teen years studying the occult. I already spent other years of my life reading books that were in the vein of the metaphysical, the new age, spiritual development. I wasn't actually into personal development at that stage of my life, but spiritual development for sure.
Isn't spiritual development personal
development? Well, that's actually, you know, it's in a way it is.
Anyway, sorry.
Well, I wrote in the bagel story. Are you trying to sidetrack his story?
I asked the question. I'm sorry. Because I think it's relevant.
Oh, it's very relevant.
When you get introduced to Art Bell, it's a big deal.
It was a big deal. And it was so cool because the guest he had was the remote viewer, Major Ed Dames, who, and that specific episode was remote viewing the devil. Now, this was cool because if you know anything about remote viewing, which I know a lot about now thanks to Art Bell and doing my own research, remote viewing is when the CIA created a group of psychic people and brought them together to do thinking visualization activities in a spying kind of espionage.
Yeah, they would spy with their astral body.
Exactly. But they'd also do other things too, like, whoa, what's on the moon? Like, what's you know, where are these hidden treasures?
Astrological things.
All different kinds of mini assignments. You do the research into it. So it was very fascinating to me. Here's Major Ed Dames, you know, who ended up being a reoccurring guest on Coast to Coast for many years, doing his remote viewing of the devil. I was captivated. And let me tell you about Art Bell. He's one of the best radio speakers of all time. He has a captivating voice, a perfect rhythm. He knows how to hook people into an idea. He knows how to pull the best information out of his guests, especially in his best moments.
That's a great quality.
And he's a legend. Some people say he is the best. Some of his interviews, including...
You just said it.
I know. I mean, he is the best to me. People like Earl Nightingale are also in the radio sense, also very good at doing things like that. But he was night after night. He was the original podcast. You want to talk about podcast? Try doing a podcast 5 hours a night. You're prepping. So you have 4 hours of on-air time, 5 hours a night, 6 days a week for years and years and years. You'd be on episode number 9,000 or whatever. Like, I don't even know. 3 years, right?
That's you guys are nuts.
To have that much content.
And then people
be so
every
good.
Day, every day, every day. He had people writing books and, you know, wanting to be on a show. And he has legendary interviews, you know, with people like Terrence McKenna and
the devil.
And the devil, and Malachi Martin, you know, one of the Catholic Church's leading exorcists, you know, classic episodes of people with like Malachi Martin. He was an inspiration. He was a place to interface with alternative theories and metaphysical ideas before it was very prevalent on the internet and easy to do. Before YouTube, before all of these platforms were so easy to just stream this information, here was this guy on AM radio night after night after night bringing cosmic information, sometimes silly stuff. You know, he'd talk about his cats, you know, he'd do pretty much anything that was fringe, you know, and he'd have, but he, that was the interface point for millions of people around the world.
Yeah, I remember.
And this is your inspiration.
It's my inspiration. And this is the inspiration for Midnight on Earth. I mean, his last show, everybody knows his last show before he died was Midnight on the Midnight in the Desert. And I highly recommend looking up the interview of Midnight in the Desert with Joe Rogan and Art Bell, which is very close to when, before Art Bell died. He had Joe Rogan on a guest of the show, and it's one of the most revealing Joe Rogan podcast interviews you can ever listen to. They were doing this before he invented this platform. It was talk radio, but it wasn't, because he had specific topics and guests every night, and the rhythm of the guests would build. You know, you'd have a person that was ghosts, you know, then a paranormal investigator, then, you know, it just, they'd all build on each other, and then like a spiritual guy that was talking about what happens after life and stuff. So it'd all build on each other and be this.
So it's an education on a subject episodically.
Yeah, night after night and after night. And you had people that were, in a lot of cases,
that takes a lot of planning.
It does. And he had a crew.
Intention.
He had a crew. He
and
had
balls.
A, you know, he had a, he had a network. He had a, you know, he was part of a radio network. Radio, you know, we're digital. We're in the podcast realm. The radio world, the terrestrial AM radio, you know, amplitude modulation, AM radio, like that's totally different than what we're doing. But it was the same thing. Like they were doing it in an analog sense.
It was for their time.
It was analog, right? But they integrated digital.
You know, the huge difference, I think, between what they were doing and what we do is anybody can start a podcast with their phone. Basic. All you need is a microphone and connection to the internet. In order to be on the radio, you had to have an FCC broadcaster license, and you had to have a transmitter, and you had to have clearance from the FCC.
Yeah.
And you had to have some kind of credential in order to get that licensure.
And he worked his way up in the radio world to be so popular, and he had such a huge following. It was like, I think it peaked at like 35 million people at its prime. And he had his own studio, very much like I'm in right now, in this beautiful studio at the home of No Simple Road and Heads Talking.
This is the gorgeous. No Simple Road headquarters.
No Simple Road headquarters, the head headquarters. You know, this beautiful place.
Get it? Headquarters.
Yeah. Heads Talking.
Could you flesh that out? He also had.
Well, you see, I'll explain it.
Bryn needs a little more.
Look, dude, he had that place. He had the freedom to be in his own house, broadcasting from his own setup studio.
So he really did start the medium,
dude.
In a lot of ways,
he was a pioneer. Totally, I remember that we used to listen to him back.
Dude,
in
he was
Vegas.
Alive in late 90s.
No, he was hundreds of years old, dude.
Ancient Egypt. He was there.
I remember listening to him in Vegas because growing up in Vegas.
Episode
Vegas was like the whole growing up with Area 51 and like Vegas, there's a lot of Nevada weird stuff. And Art Bell, I remember being up late at night listening. You could just lay there. There wasn't anything else like him.
Yeah,
there was nothing. There wasn't a bunch of people doing
like
by friends listening to him. Everybody kind of listened to him. Was he broadcasting out of Pahrump?
Yes,
yeah. So it was like he was in the weird desert outside of Vegas and Pahrump, and
that really was the weird
local
desert.
Yeah, well, locals were like split on it. It was like people hated him or loved him. Like either he was a whack job, and I can't believe you listened to that idiot, or it was like fucking to your Art Bell last night. Like always trippy stuff, and just growing up in that, like the whole UFO thing around Vegas and. Yeah. All the guests he had, and he did have that voice. I remember many times being stoned and just like laying there listening to this crazy stuff, learning about it, and that voice.
He had an incredible voice. You. And every guest, and I was going to say earlier, like, wow, 70% of his guests were people that had just recently released a book. So they had this huge audience to display their work, this book that they've worked on for so long, and here's their chance to get it out there to the world. So they're red hot, right? They want to be at their absolute best because they know that there's this platform that has millions of people listening to it. And you got this book that you just wrote,
you could
right?
sell millions of books.
You could sell that, potentially. That you start doing the math. So then the people would just be on fire a lot of the time, and you would just be captivated.
Well, the flip side of that is, as a listener, having those people on and getting that education episodically, those people that have written a book, if you want to learn more about that thing, now you can go out and buy the book and get the full immersion in the thing.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's what podcasts are now. Like, I listened to the Higher Side Chats the other day with Greg Carlwood, and the guy that he had on just wrote a book, and it's that same kind of thing. Like, the subject matter is super intriguing. Well, of course I'm going to go out and buy that guy's book. You know what I'm saying? Like,
especially if you're captivated by it. I mean, if you're absolutely captivated and you feel like you didn't get the complete picture, or you just want to dive in
curiosity
more.
Because yeah. Nowadays it takes just anything to, you know, oh, what? Is that something new? I'll try it.
What made you want to start doing it, Jake?
Well, you know, it's kind of embarrassing to say, look, this is secret information. People don't tell anybody.
Exclusive.
Okay, all you listeners out there, you now are sworn to secrecy.
You won't even look at
it. No, look, back in 2015, I tried to do a podcast, but it was politically oriented.
Oh.
Okay, but it was supposed to be political comedy. I had a beautiful website. I had a podcast I was doing week after week, but I just couldn't figure out the RSS feed. It was hurdle after hurdle. It was before there was podcasting platforms such as Acast or Podbean, things like that. Or maybe they were around, but man, couldn't find them. And I was doing it and I was like, I felt the vibes when I was behind the microphone. I was like, okay, this is me. This is my thing. Like, right? I have the gift of gab. Like, I'm good at bringing people together. I can talk and talk and talk about the most incredible things. I love human. I have a genuine love for humanity. Like, that's what people need to have. They have a genuine love for humanity. And that's how you can engage all these people and be out there doing it. So with the politics stuff, like, I just didn't resonate with it, right? I thought it could be easy because, you know, I mean, at that time in my life, I liked reading the news, right? I like keeping up on current events and things like that. I'm turning it off now. I don't really do it so much in my own life. You know, I kind of know what's going on, but I don't really focus on it as much as I even did back then, if you could believe that. So, like, I wanted to transmute that into this other podcast. So I was like, no. But, you know, later on, you know, I just was like, I'm seeing you guys do it, you know, and here's these wonderful, beautiful people that invited me onto their podcast. And when I met Aaron, you know, that was one of the things that was like a trigger. It wasn't just at that Humphreys McGee show, for people that don't know the story. I met Aaron Apple and Ryder, I think, was there. I don't think Mel
was there, but okay. I was not there
at that moment.
She was up against the wall holding up the trash can.
So when I met these guys, Humphreys McGee, I have a deep connection with those guys cosmically for a whole other reason that we don't even need to get into right now. But the thing is that I was at this show, so it's always every Humphreys McGee show is very special for me because of the experiences I've had in the past. So then in that show, during a show in Portland, I met Aaron and Apple and Ryder, and Mel was there in spirit. And, you know, he hands me this flyer and he's like, oh, dude, I do a podcast. So, you know, right off the bat, like, right, I had spent the last 2 or 3 years building this stupid political podcast, which I don't recommend anybody doing. Okay? Please just don't do that. It'll just eat your soul. It'll eat your soul, because that's what it started doing to me. And I didn't want that to happen to me.
So I hand you the flyer.
Yeah, so you hand me this flyer. And I'm like, oh, podcast. So that was like red flag or green flag number one. Yeah. And it was this beautiful picture of Jerry Garcia. Still have the flyer. Save it forever. And Aaron said something very specific that was made me another green flag. He's like, oh, I left my body 3 times. He said, I left my body 3 times watching Jake Sinegar, you know, just shred reality. You know, and he's like, oh, I left my body 3 times. And I was telling people after a King Crimson show I went to on my birthday, back in 2014, I was like, oh, I left my body 3 times. I left my body 3 times. So when I met Aaron and Mel and Spirit and Apple, you know, he said that first the podcast is, okay, I need to hang out with these guys, green flag number one. Here's the other thing.
It's another synchronicity.
The 3 times thing. And then, I get on their podcast. They invite me into their world, right? And I get to see intelligent, beautiful, motivated, awesome human beings doing it, right? They did the action, the thought, the will became thought, the thought became form, form became action, boom, there's a podcast. And it's like, wow. And then my son Cedric was interested back in, I think it was like March or February, he was talking about doing an EDM podcast, you know, like podcast. You know, right? So like EDM.
Wow, that was good. Maybe you should do a podcast on beatbox. Yeah.
But so like, right? So it's like, and then it's so just like trigger that. Well, and then he, you know, of course he's like on to the next thing, right? That was just like an idea for a second. But then it just like reignited the flame. I was like, wait, well, man, if I did this, like what would it look like? What would I really want to do? And then it was like, well, I'd want to do something just pretty much modeled after Coast to Coast because that's what I'm interested in, right? Like, because there's already, and if people don't know this, there's already the greatest music and lifestyle podcast ever already out there. It's called No Simple Road.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but it's already out there.
Oh, so, James, everybody come knows. On. We already love, we already love you, man.
Two shades redder.
So, sure. So I mean, as much as I love music as much as these guys, but it's like, no, I'm not going to do this stupid music. I mean, I'm a music podcast. I'm going to do something else that's like also resonant with me, which was diving into the metaphysical subjects, diving into the new age subjects, the fringe stuff, the stuff that I love to talk about. I'm just like, why can't I just talk about it with other people? And then as soon as I had that idea, everything started falling into place faster, faster, and faster. It's just going, working. And then every time I was like, oh, God, I need a guest for this week. All of a sudden, I'd get this email. Boom. Like, guests are coming, like, right when I need it.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so I'm on the right path, literally from episode zero.
Isn't that a trip to feel that feeling of, like,
you made the right choice.
You figured it out.
Like, yeah, and then
like,
you're in the flow.
Yeah, like the video game, like you clicked into the character that you needed to play for that level and it's working.
Weird. Yeah, like choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
If you're a kid from the 80s and 90s
yes,
like
I
us.
Yes, I chose page 83 and that was the right one.
Yes.
And it feels really good because my goal in life is to help humanity evolve to the next level. All of us, all human beings on planet Earth, all life, we have to get to that place where we're all living in beautiful cohesion.
Isn't that called love?
It is, but we have to activate love more and have it manifest more on this plane in a way that's totally coherent. Yes, sir.
So in the English language, love is a very strange word. It can mean a lot of things, right? And when I say it, whatever thoughts that you guys have or connection maybe isn't the same thing that I have when I say that. What, you know what I mean? Like your definition of what that means is filtered through your experience, your life, your everything.
It is a word that's used.
It's ambiguous.
Lot.
So yeah. When I say that, what do you think? What does that mean?
Well, there's something I learned from Ziggy Marley.
Oh,
son of Bob Marley. Not personally. Not yet. I did smoke a joint with Kimani Marley. I put on a Kimani Marley concert once with my friend Josh, the Crystal Ballroom, here in Portland, Oregon.
In what year?
2008.
Okay.
And right let me on. Tell you, it sold like shit and, you know, whatever. But
anyway,
it was a great show.
What does it mean?
Moving back.
I learned this from Ziggy Marley.
Love is my religion?
One love. Love, there's the one love. He's talked about one love. Love is just this one frequency. There's no division of love. There's no like, oh, I'm in love, or you know, there's you're like in love with your partner, but love is the radiance, the resonance with God. You're the universe, creation, the original
source.
Thought source is love. Yeah. So that feeling, it's not, you know, you have individual love, you know, love for my friends and love for my relationship, love with my partner, like intimate romantic love, but there's not really a disconnection from that one love, which is the radiant vibration of the universe. So that to me is what love is. It is that kind of, that source of energy that all comes from. All the all is love. Like everybody knows it. If you're everybody that's studied spiritual things, everybody that's really dived deep into themselves and developed themselves, they know.
Well,
love is like air, you know, it's always there. Everybody needs it, and you know when you don't have it, like you need air, like, and you can't explain it, you just die, you know. With love, it's a natural feeling. You can't really say, oh, love is right here, like point to your side. Like love is in you and you feel it. So it's not it can't be degrees. It's it is or it's not.
Well, I mean,
you don't got to love everybody the same. I just mean, but it's like.
But even saying that, like, what does that mean? When you're loving somebody, what is that even? What is that?
Want to like, take a stab at this, yeah, friend?
What is that? What is that even? That to me, that means a whole. There's a whole.
What does it mean?
Thing that happens in my head. It's a feeling. In some ways, when I think about it, it's also action of caring for and caring about somebody and their well-being.
But that action by itself wouldn't be love.
No, that would be assistance, right? If I just helped you across the street.
So it's multiple things.
Yeah, it's multi-dimensional. Like Jake was saying, it's
see, Apple just said it.
Apple?
Love's not an action.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it can be.
In a way, you're.
I think it would be an action that you were doing to
you're
get to
love, in
love or to spread. Yeah,
like
love
an
is
active
not a
form
an
of
act
love.
Of love would be, yeah.
Wow. It's so multidimensional.
I think that's really what you just said.
Let's hear what Bryn's got to say about this, too.
Oh, I was just going to say, to me, it's like, it's a frequency, it's a setting on the radio station that hooks you into, I feel like, the universe or the multiverse. It hooks you into everything that is. I mean, I feel like that's our authentic selves. That's where we came from. That's where everything comes from. That's where the earth is, that it is in that vibration of love. So when you're feeling that, whether it's an action, whether you're acting it,
so is
whether
it a sound?
You're, I think it can be a sound.
God is sound.
Yeah. I mean, I feel full of love when I'm immersed in music and when I'm dancing with people or even by myself listening to music. I definitely feel love. There's all those things that put you in that frequency, I think.
So you think about like, to add on to that, so you think about like, you know, the multidimensional aspect of love, and then from a personal perspective, when you open up and you start loving someone, like when we became friends or when I started falling in love with Bryn, you incorporate their completeness into your being. Like you're incorporating their problems, their strengths, their weaknesses. You're becoming them, and that's love.
It's like symbiosis.
Right. So you become them, right? So then when you expand on that, and then on the multidimensional aspect is that when you expand love outward, then you're in love with everyone, and then you realize that you incorporate and integrate everyone, and then we're all that.
So that's
one.
Existing within the body of God.
Yeah.
Basically, you would. So that what you just said about one love, I've heard that a billion times in my life, right? I've heard that Bob Marley song,
yeah, that song
until it didn't mean anything.
It's very popular.
Yeah. But thinking about it in those terms makes a lot of sense, because there is only one source. So if that source is love, there is only one love. And then we are existing within that thing when we're resonating with that frequency. So you're never apart from that thing. When you can't, unless you're consciously making the decision to not be in it.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
And sometimes it's unconscious. So you're either like, it loves eternal and infinite, and they're ever present all the time, right? So you're either in sync with love or you're out of sync with love. And you know when your life's going bad that you're out of sync with love. Shit's not flowing. Mm-hmm. You're having problems. You know, you think about people that rob banks or, you know, whatever they do that are like, really, you know, rob liquor stores and stuff. They're like really having hard times in their life, right? They're outside of love. Something happened, right? So like they got to get back in the love frequency. You know what I mean? And then they're a different person.
Not to say that there aren't lessons within the container of God and love that still create pain or discomfort. Or
you're just out of sync with it. Like that person's out of sync with it. I guess that's what I was getting at. I got a little sidetracked there. You get out of sync with love, right?
So like, so you're vibrating differently.
Yeah, so something happened. Maybe.
But is it because you just don't feel it? You're from love, so you're never out of it. So you're just not feeling it. So there's got to be a way for us to
your
separate
love
from it.
Low.
Yeah.
Your tank.
I feel like that's what we're missing this year right now. I'm missing the music. That's a great recharge.
Recharge.
What are like good like your spirit, whatever, love, whatever that is. To me, that's a lot of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like good spirit, love, happiness. Love is all of those good things. Memories, everything from your love. Love is this ball that we've all created. It's different, but it's the same source, and it can contain it. It can be an action, or you can believe it, you know, all that, but that's that thing. And that thing is we were talking about that earlier today when we did the interview, and says that this year's been tough. It's made things get skewed a little more, and the view and that love ball is like tarnished.
Yeah, you see,
and love, it's not pulsing in a like bright fucking whatever.
Don't
color
worry, dude. Trey's gonna do eight shows from the beacon. Exactly. It's gonna be all right.
Could you imagine? Yeah. Like, okay, we go see when we get to go see String Cheese again at Cuthbert and Dance in the Rain. Then that
making
light's gonna
sad.
Be
boom, boom,
boom, yeah, the love right. will return,
and that's gonna be thousands of people carrying that out and stuff. That's coming back, right, Jake?
It's all coming back because everything's made out of love. We always have to remember that, right? So the dominant frequency, the prevailing frequency of the universe is love. So when things get out of sync with love, it's okay. Because guess what? There's a course correction. Then you get back in sync with love. Maybe you had a hard experience, like I was talking about earlier, like a person, you know, that made them feel pain. So they rejected love. They got away from love. They felt like love abandoned them because of the situations and the circumstances of their life. You get them back in sync with love, and then they're back to loving and resonating with the divine, which is love. You know, it's just that's kind of what healing is all about. You know, it's just getting back in the love frequency. What is love? It's so multidimensional.
I think when we say God too, that's a really loaded word.
Right.
So I know for me, I have a psychic scar from, being involved in the church years and years and years ago.
Sure.
And so when I hear that word, I have like a psychic recoil, and I have to consciously catch myself and go, in what context is this being used? How is it being said? Who's saying it to me and why?
Yeah.
So I want to qualify that for all those people out there that have that same psychic twinge. When you hear that,
it's unfortunate.
We're talking about when you're tripping your face off at a show, a puddle deep, and everything becomes one thing, and every time you move, the music changes, and then when the music changes, you realize that you've changed. That's what we're talking about.
It's a big fat mystery. Everybody knows it's a big fat mystery. You look at the people that study metaphysics, that study things like this, and nobody wants to define it. Only religions want to define God. But the people, even you look at the top people in the religions, the top Catholics, the top Jews, they're participating in the rituals of their religion, but they're also like, no, it's just universal oneness. Like, they all say the same thing at the top, whether they're Hindu or Buddhist or whatever. They're all the top guys all say the same thing, that, or women or whoever they are, the top people say that it's just this universal oneness. Everybody knows it, but religion just tries to put God in this container. It's really interesting, but it's unfortunate that the God word makes people twinge, because you read the philosophers of ancient Greece, and they all talked about God. It wasn't the religious God. They weren't talking about Zeus.
It's like something you can't explain.
Yeah.
God is an unexplainable entity or being or thought.
It's the all. Like the Hermeticists will call it the all, because it's everything. It's with us completely at every moment, every second. Like, that complete God is with you all the time, but it's with everybody in this universe. Try to do the math on that. And then the multiverse, and then you're talking about split timelines. Guess what? God's
Let's go.
The entire.
Let's talk about split timelines.
I'm saying God's the entire thing.
After
it's
done.
All of that. It's all of that. And the thing is that all we can really say is there's something bigger than us, and it's an interactive consciousness. You can interface with it and get some sort of information
Downloads.
From it. Yeah. That's all we can really say. That anything else is just pure
conjecture.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to go back to something that Aaron mentioned twice now about words. He was qualifying love, and like, when I say it, I think of something, and then same thing with God. Like, oh, I have this psychic scar. Like, I've noticed in our culture up to like very recently, like, words don't mean the same thing. Mm-mm. If you say a word like privilege, think about the what that brings to mind. If you like church, religion, these like words are just like, we're supposed to be facts, like a dictionary, right? You look it up and this is what this means. Now we're talking about interpretations and scarrings and traumas that are actually changing facts. So what, like, if words are facts, like thinking about them as like being defined, what do you think about that? What do you think that is? And how the hell can we ever be on the same page if everybody thinks differently about
Well, the thing is that real quick, Aaron's got his hand raised, but I just want to say this one thing, is that...
This was an open question to everybody.
I have an answer,
but
actually.
But Jake is here.
You know, yeah, I'd love you guys. Right answer, thank you. No, I'm fired up. I'm feeling fired up today, if you can tell. You know, I'm feeling super fired up. But the thing is, it's like, it's the thing that all these religions are trying to describe, right? They're all, if you want to know what God is, it's the thing that they're all trying to describe. If everybody just stop trying to describe it and just focus on what it is and loving each other, we'd be in the world that we want to be in. Okay, go ahead, sir.
So,
Aaron,
you're talking about words and changing meaning, right? And the first thing that comes to mind when you got to the end of what your question was a Terrence McKenna lecture that I listened to. And this is paraphrasing, but basically he said, after however many thousands of years of human evolution, it's a shame that we're still relying on small mouth noises to communicate with each other. There is no way that we can ever hope to come to equanimity as a species communicating with vibrating air out of our throat. Mm-hmm. There is no way, because of what we're talking about right here. Right. My words are always going to mean something different to you guys than they mean to me. Even if they're taken and felt positively, it still means something fucking twisted in your head different than it means in mine.
And it's not going to mean anything to most of the rest of the planet because of our broken languages.
Exactly. So the only way that we have to communicate is nonverbal communication, which transcends vocal noise that we call vibes or feeling. That part of our communication has been stunted and downplayed for so long that it's like an atrophied limb in a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And when we do feel with that thing, we second guess it almost every time.
Pretty much.
With your intuition, I know I'm, did that just happen? Did that synchronicity happen? Is that a real thing?
Sure,
I don't do that when you wake up in the morning and say good morning to me. I know you said good morning to me. Why would I rely more on that than what that source of everything that I'm in all the time is trying to tell me? But for some reason, that part of me is stunted.
Yeah, it's faith. It's faith, man. You got to have faith. That's where faith comes into
George
play.
George Michael, shout out.
What's that?
Got to have faith.
Oh, George Michael. Yes.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Faith is this incredible interface point between you and the divine. Because let me tell you, people.
Let him tell you something. Don't not let him tell you.
I'm going to tell you something really powerful right here. You want to up your game in life? You want to manifest more? You want to do more? You want to expand?
Yes.
You want to move forward?
Yes.
Absolute faith.
I just want to go to a concert.
Absolute faith.
You have to have absolute faith. You let fear infect you, like virus code, like a computer code. You let fear infect you, blocks your manifestation ability. I've been manifesting like crazy lately, and fear is not one single part of it.
Say the quotes.
What's the quote? Fear is the absence of faith.
Fear is the mind killer.
Fear is the absence of faith.
Fear is the constipation of your
Crowley,
everything.
Crowley's.
Oh, here we go.
Go ahead, Bo.
No, I just like, I was just going to say, like, if you're scared, you don't move. Stagnation sets in, atrophy, tension, all these things that help you to stay put.
You get rewarded for your faith. Okay, there you go. You have faith. You put in the chips for faith. It's going to pay back tenfold. Because what you're putting faith in is something bigger than you. You're opening up to a multidimensional experience and asking that experience for success in your life, whatever that means to you. If you do that, you have that faith, you're going to get rewarded. It's going to come back tenfold, baby. Just do it. Have that faith.
Just do
it. That's another one of those psychic.
Wait a second.
I'm looking something up.
Oh, shit.
Crowley. Crowley has a quote that's, fear is the forerunner of failure.
There you go. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. And That's true, man. Like,
fuck fear in the face. I'm sorry to be graphic. I'm saying that's exactly
that's what you gotta do. Fuck fear in the face.
You know exactly what's happening right now. It's Apple was talking about that ball of love being tarnished, and alongside that is a lot of folks that were and are manifestation engines have had their ability stunted because of the frequency of tension, anxiety, fear, and turbulence that's out there right now. I know I felt it, and I'm one of those people that manifest stuff. I do. I admit that. I know that about myself. And we are all connected through this web of consciousness in life. And a great portion of the planet, I've said this on the show several times lately, great portion of the planet is caught up in fear, anxiety, stress, and all of that. And it's very difficult as a person that has worked on waking up their intuitive side and their nonverbal communication side.
What is a city without its music?
The legacy of the New York Philharmonic
is incredible. Nearly two centuries of history. That's a lot of music and a lot of stories.
I was sitting on stage for the very first time thinking, I can't quite believe this is happening.
Join me, Jamie Bernstein, as we explore the history of the New York Philharmonic. It's the NY Phil story made in New York, a podcast about a city, its people, and their orchestra. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
To not be subject to bleed over from that connection to everybody on the planet, that feeling.
It's like a muscle.
It's out there.
You got to work out, though. It's just like you're going to the gym. Every time you're dealing with those energies, every time you're dealing with those fear frequencies, you have the ability to reject those with your conscious mind. You grab your mind, you reject those frequencies. Forget those frequencies. Those frequencies are awful. You don't want those frequencies.
Well, a lot of people that haven't been taught how to do those types of things.
Man.
Like they're empathic by nature. Like this younger generation are very empathic generation. They don't know what they're feeling. They don't know what to do. Like,
well, they're wide open. And yeah. Then there's no, they, and like you said, it's a muscle. It's like, and it hasn't been, our society is a very visual, verbal society. I mean, yeah. That's how
third
everything
dimension.
Is set up.
A lot
so
of the
it's
senses
like you're
are
not
ignored.
Taught in kindergarten mm-hmm. to use your intuition in order to, you know, whatever. You're taught to look at things and deduce and all that through your three-dimensional yeah. faculties. So it's not something we're taught. It has to be
so how would you go about strengthening yeah. that muscle, Jake, to somebody who doesn't know what that means
well,
or
look,
looks like yet?
First of all, you have to be able to identify the fear frequency and ask yourself, is it coming from me or is it coming from the outside? Because if it's coming from the outside, then you have the ability to reject that. The only way it's going to get into your subconscious and then affect you and
if
change
you
your frequency is if you let it in.
So
you
what
don't
happens
let
when you
in.
Let it in? What
it changes your frequency.
What can
it's,
we
a, it's,
do?
A, it's like plugging into a fear battery. You don't have to do that. Now, here's the thing. There's an incredible book. It's called The Kabbalion. It's a very famous hermetic text. Ancient Egyptian knowledge. This is knowledge going back, oral knowledge, going all the way back. Ancient Egypt, the Kabbalion. You know, Hermes Trismegistus, right? And here's the thing. This is what the Hermetic Masters will teach you. You can go get that book. It's a PDF. It's $3 on Amazon. You get a PDF for free on the internet. Read that book. It's like 90 pages. It's one of the greatest books you'll ever read in your entire life. It's called the Kabbalion. Kybalion. Hermetic Masters will tell you to keep your frequency high. Life is a pendulum. It goes left and goes right. Blows the grain like grain. Blows in the wind. But the Hermetic Master, the true self-master, the person who's took control of themselves, doesn't get blown by the wind left and right. They keep their frequency high, and then when the pendulum swings back the other way, they're manifesting, they're creating that much more. And that's the thing. You go read the book, The Kabbalion. They were talking about this thousands of years ago, to not let fear influence you.
In their low point, they're creating momentum with that pendulum swing, you know? So
and
like
they're grounded in something higher than what's
exactly
swinging back and forth.
I mean, that's true magic. If you want to learn about magic, you want to learn about this science of magic, a science that's yet to be discovered and fully understood, that's using your willpower to reject that stuff. You want to strengthen yourself. You want to strengthen your willpower. You want to be a more magical person. That's what you do. When the fear comes in, you reject it. You keep your frequency high. You are love. You are light. That's you.
I just found the quote. He says, "Who desires magical gifts, be sure that your soul is firm and steadfast, for it is by flattering your weakness that the weak ones will gain power over you. Humble yourself before yourself, yet fear neither man nor spirit. Fear is failure and the forerunner of failure, and courage is the beginning of virtue."
Courage.
Nice. And what was that from?
Crowley.
Okay. See? You know, they're all, everybody that's delved
that
into
is,
those.
That is Liber Libre, sub figura XXX. Yeah.
And he's studied these things, just like we all have, right? And maybe some listeners have, some listeners haven't. But I know everybody in this room has. The thing is, all the people that are smart, they're intelligent, they're logical, they get in touch with this information, and this is what they deduce. Okay, it's across the board. You can, you know, there's different, all different points of the spectrum. They all coalesce on these points. So what is that telling you? This is universal knowledge. This is universal law. Okay, get away from that fear, because we got a heaven on earth to create. That's for all of us to create. That's for you to create. That's for me to create. That's for Darwin to create. Every
Darwin's creating Darwin right now with his snores.
He has heaven on earth right now.
He went
Jake.
To sleep.
I was looking around at all of you going, snoring.
Not me.
You guys I'm all look pretty awake to me.
Look, dude, you people out there.
I sleep with my eyes open.
You know, people out there that study magic, they want to do magical things. They feel like that's a part of their being, and they want to express themselves that way, like an art form or science. Let me tell you one of the most magical things you can possibly do is, and that's love your fellow man.
Dude.
Okay? That's probably the most magical thing you could possibly do. And then on top of that,
there's too many people that don't remember to love humanity. That is like all these organizations for puppies and bugs and the ocean and like all the bugs, but like man. But granny, you know, when they're sitting at home in the retirement center, doesn't get visited at all because everybody's out there doing other stuff. And yeah. Look, causes are dope and they're important and we need people
yes,
to love them.
I was gonna say that.
But that's service, right?
Exactly.
That's
but,
a service.
But if you love your fellow person, that other person, it's a web, and that person goes on to do so much more than one person could do to clean up the ocean, but a group of people or an army of people, because they feel loved and supported and appreciated and like not forgotten about. Exactly. And that's where I'm coming from as far as like, you know, I love puppies too. I'm not picking
up. Oh, yeah. No, I feel it.
Puppies are dope.
You know, like right. They are, but and that's, and that's Bryn, somebody's Bryn. Manifestation of love. That's somebody's manifestation
well,
of service.
Well, I was going to say, you just brought up that word service, and that's another facet of love, is that when you're hooked into that, I feel like, and when you are, and it, service beyond like donating to the puppy organization,
sure.
But we're talking about when you find what your personal gift is,
your
what
time,
your
talent.
Signature yeah. of why you came here and what
absolutely.
It is you are to do, and you do that with love.
It's called your true will.
Yes, your true will for in the spirit of service, then that, you know, has a ripple effect beyond, you know, anything you can do.
I just say don't leave the humans out.
Don't leave
all
the humans
of the
out.
Causes of, you know,
look,
saving
dude.
And loving.
So
and
many people, they'll tell you spiritual, look, let me tell you something. Some spiritual people, some educated people right now, some intellectual people will tell you that humanity is a virus. I'm going to tell you right now, people, humanity is not a virus, okay? We're the children of light. We're the children of God, whatever that means, like we talked about earlier, whatever that means to you. We are
we're
incredible.
Not here by, yeah,
we're
you not
mean
here
like
by
when
accident.
People are like, say, we're a
we
parasite.
We're a parasite on the earth. We're
yeah,
destroying the earth. We need to be out of here so the earth can regenerate. No, dude, we are part of the earth. We're destined to be here. We were put here by the divine to grow.
It's all one thing, part of itself.
By the time we evolve, the earth will heal itself. It'll be like nothing ever happened. It'll be like the dent on your car got popped out. You know what I mean? Like, because you look back
with
like
the cosmic dent.
Yeah, yeah, like the earth will regenerate. We're just
like if we went through an ice age, what makes us think that our little bit of oil spills is going to really do
it's,
anything on the greater
you know,
scheme? I'm not, hey, again, I'm not
yeah,
trying
we're
to.
Not advocating
I'm not advocating.
Yeah,
no.
We can't even fathom the power
yeah,
and the regenerative.
That's like, well, that's the message
the
I got
infinite.
At the Gorge last
well,
year was like, you can't even fathom how big I am.
Yes, the infinite.
You and your little thoughts, little man, just chill out because I got this handled, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, by the time we evolve, by the time we have, you know, sustainable technologies and the way to feed everybody in a way that doesn't even actually, who knows, maybe it might not even use soil or any way. It could be just technology beyond.
It'll be the replicator from Star
yeah,
Trek.
Yeah, it could be the replicator from Star Trek where
maybe
you're literally
a button and you
turning
just
energy. Yeah, exactly. Energy into matter. You're literally somebody can program energy, turn it into matter, program DNA.
I had a friend on tour that got food from the sun.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There you go. I've met a breatharian in my life.
That's him. Yeah, okay. That was him.
Okay. Well, it wasn't Eugene.
The same dude.
I mean, it was in Eugene, Oregon.
There's only one. It's a one dude.
Dude, but where were we? Dang it.
He lives on a commune in Venezuela.
We were just talking about life and love.
We're just rapping, dude. It was just kind of bouncing around. There's no...
We started with your podcast, and we ended up on God and
the very first question I asked what was midnight on Earth about. That's what the first question was.
Okay,
Apple?
Do you even rap, bro?
Do I rap? I do, but only for my son. Like
it was
this used to be a thing for my son. Like I'm really, to be completely strangely honest, like if I get really high on weed, and I get really high on like caffeine, and I'm hanging out with like kids, you know, and I'm trying to entertain them, I'll do silly shit. I'll get silly shit.
I've never seen you be silly, Jake.
I'll rap like you wouldn't believe. So for
Jake, do you even like pizza?
I like gluten-free pizza these days, but I fucking love pizza, of course. But who doesn't?
Talk about some of the guests that you've had on the show.
Look, so far it's been fire. Right off the bat, it's been fire. This super hottie named Bryn Anderson. Fell in love. Episode 3. And somehow we already have an 11-year-old. I don't know how it happened. It's like Mork and Mindy for people that know that. Probably most don't.
It's a dated reference.
His kid was born old. And
I sat on the
came out like
75
years old. Age backwards. All right. Anyways, so yes, Bryn Anderson had a incredible guest, Frank Peters from Belgium, Reiki. You know, I'm very very blessed to talk to Ken Bams, the original Merry Prankster. That was like a big watershed moment for me because, you know, I've studied that shit for so long. I knew every little detail about
what are the Merry Pranksters? How do you say that?
Exactly. Everybody knows in our culture, in our little neck of
the
woods.
Didn't they run around in like a VW van or something?
Well, they did a lot of things.
Didn't they drive around, you mean? Yeah.
They probably ran around in it too.
Pranking going on, and it was pretty fucking merry.
And you know,
gave everybody ecstasy.
And Chris Dyer, you know, visionary artist Chris Dyer, that was great because I didn't even know, to be completely honest, I hadn't known much about Chris Dyer before the interview, and the strangest thing happened. It's another... No Simple Road synchronicity. Okay.
Jake's close to
I'm still figuring out Instagram. Okay. Figuring out Instagram. So I got this message. It was like from like a week ago or something. I didn't even know when it was. It's from Aaron. And it was a Chris Dyer video. And here's a picture of this dude. And he's like got dreads. And he's like bent over. And I hit play. And he's saying cool stuff. And I was like, oh man, I don't have time for this right now. But paused it. And like an hour later. Okay, Brent's like, oh, have you seen this video? It's like the same video. I'm like, what the? I was like, hey, will you hit that dude up? I think I need to do a podcast with him. I had no idea who he was really. And then eventually people reminded me. So that was really cool. It's been like a lot of cool synchronistic stuff. And the really interesting stuff is like me and Chris Dyer are so similar that, because I go back and listen to my episodes, I want to do better. Every episode I want to do better and better and better. Every episode. So I go back, I was listening.
What about every episode?
Every episode I want to do better. And then the episode after that, I want to be but even better than that. Episode 0, it's just me introducing myself.
I loved it.
And I said a bunch of things. Okay, episode 8 with Chris Dyer. Literally, he says some of the exact same things I say in the same way that I created myself based on my own postulation. He created himself based on his own postulation. We're just humans.
That's called proof that you're in the pudding.
Well, exactly. Yeah. We're all in the psychedelic pudding, just like you guys, just like Bryn, just like Darwin. He looks like pudding right now. Mm-hmm. He's just chilling.
He is.
And then you had an awesome interview with Feral Fungi.
Feral Fungi, Jason Scott. He's a Spagyric. You know, the guests are going to keep... He's got a Spagyricist. He does this like crazy extract of various compounds, mushrooms. He can do cannabis. And he's an alchemist. And it was just cool. Like, this is the stuff that we're going for. You know, we're going deep dive into metaphysics, deep dive into New Age stuff. And we're going to come at it in a really approachable way. Because the one thing I pointed out in episode 0, and I pointed out to all my friends, and I pointed out to Frank Kolpeters, who thought it was funny as shit, is that I want to remind people that the divine experience, God, that we were just talking about, remember that guy, or whatever it is, the mystery.
That thing.
That mystery. Not the big, fat mystery. I know. You wanted to say that because you're a human, but then it's not that way. So much more beyond.
Kolpeters thought it was funny.
He thought it was funny that the divine experience can be fun. Okay, that's what I'm here to help people understand. Divine experience, God can be fun. That's what I was building up to. I forgot. God can be fun and funny. Let me tell you something. If God told you a joke, you would shit your pants. It would be so
best
funny.
Joke ever.
It'd be the best joke you've ever fucking heard
if
in your
life. If he baked a cake, it would be the best cake ever. He could turn sugar into cocaine.
Look, dude, let me tell you how to turn water into wine.
Yeah, he wanted to party.
You drop a gram of LSD in it.
Oh, is that the trick?
I don't know.
The whole room just went, oh.
I thought he made like liquor. All right, look, here's the thing.
What's the thing, Jake? Tell us all the thing.
Okay,
we're trying to,
this,
you know,
all that shit before, that wasn't the thing.
You know,
this is the thing.
He thought it was funny. You know, people, they take super amounts of psychedelics. They get really high, or they go deep into meditation, or they're a Native American, they have this crazy sweat lodge experience, or they're in Peru and they take ayahuasca, wherever they're at in the world, whatever they're doing it, however they're doing their culture, they have these divine experiences and they're interfacing with God, and it can be really fucking intense, okay? Really fucking intense, where you feel unworthy. You're like, oh, I'm just this horrible human. Look at all my flaws. You want to fucking puke. Like, I'm a horrible, I'm a human with flaws. You know, realize you're just being a judgmental person on yourself. You know, you don't have to think that way. But it feels that way because those energies are so intense. They're so divine. And they're so much different than the human experience. But what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to help people is realize this. No, you can have those deep divine experiences and they can be fun. Funny. God is also fun and funny, just in case you didn't know.
That's been the goal of this household, is to have those experiences while having fun. And
right, because it doesn't have, it's not like, look,
yeah,
you want to
having fun, it ain't love,
look,
it ain't
exactly
right, it ain't,
that's part of the whole deal.
Yeah, it ain't right,
and that's a
mantra. Nobody got time. Listen, for that,
anything that had the foresight to put farts in human beings,
I want to talk about that.
Yeah,
I want to read
that. That's fucking
trumpet
funny.
Butt.
That's funny. And you know, it's going to be funny when I'm 110.
Because, you know, the divine that's outside of time knew about people in elevators. And
that's
they
right.
knew
true.
That there'd be super hilarious experience.
Like, you know what? I'm going to add up. This in.
This will be the best icebreaker and embarrassment ever.
You know, it's just, that's why I want to help people realize, right? Let's get sound outside of religion. Let's embrace the divine. Let's get in sync with divine frequencies. Let's love each other and do it in a really fun way. Something I learned from the rapper KRS-One. He had a mantra: is peace, love, unity, having fun. That's the message of KRS-One.
Oh, there was your rap. There was the rap.
Yeah.
Fun. I could wrap my head around that.
You know?
So,
right.
Not guests, topics. What have been the topics so far? Can you list them off?
Yeah, right away. I was like, boom, I had Oregon. Oh, how can I forget about Tom Bowden? You know, episode one. He was the Oregon MUFON director, UFO guys. He, you know, Franco Peters, episode two, Reiki. You know, we had Bryn Anderson, Vital Force Herbs, episode three. I don't know who she is. And then Jason Scott, Spagyrics, Feral Fungi owner. That was episode four. Interestingly.
Keep going.
Episode 5 and 6, we're going to talk about. So let's just skip 5 and 6. Go to episode 7, which is Ken Babs. And then episode...
Psychedelics.
60s icon.
Subject matter.
Mary Prankster's 60s icon. You know, we all... Okay, with this crowd, do I have to say...
No.
Okay. Episode 8, Chris Dyer, Visionary Art and Ayahuasca. We talked a lot about ayahuasca. And Chris's history... Nobody's probably ever asked him about his history being in a soccer gang. I wanted to know about that. Anyways, episode 9 was Will Grinnell, Cannabis Spirituality. Episode 10 is a mystery, just like God.
All right.
Ooh.
Far
but
so
let's
got,
go back to episode
10.
I was
going to
say you skipped over.
We
got,
I did.
Wait. Let me
okay,
recap. Let me
we
see.
Already, we did this twice. Right,
wait, okay. We got UFOs. We got weed. We got psychedelics. We got pranksters. We got
Reiki.
We got mushrooms. And...
Herbalism.
Some strange.
Okay. But here's a really cool thing. Look, dude, people that know, that love the No Simple Road podcast, the greatest music and lifestyle podcast, literally in the fucking world. If you're not telling people, your friends, about this, please do it right now. Just put that in your subconscious. So No Simple Road, you know, what was I talking about? Oh, people, fans of No Simple Road, would know that I was trying to do this concert, okay? The concert. Wait, what were we going? What were we talking about? I'm
episode
sorry.
Five and six.
Oh, episode five and six.
Five
I skipped
six.
Over 5 and 6. I, to be completely honest, people, I hit a vape pen a couple times while I've been hanging out. So you know, if I space off a couple times,
can't
I'm very
get back
sorry.
To 5 and 6.
Episode five what? And six.
There's four of us.
I was
here
working on
track.
This concert. I was working on this concert, including the No Simple Road podcast. It was the Hoff and Schulte wedding. It got canceled. So I did two episodes where I did not have guests because I was very, very busy. I couldn't find the time to schedule guests, but I wanted to keep in the habit of putting out episodes. So what I did was I took the very famous Terrence McKenna prognosis video where he interviews Ram Dass, in one half, and then the second half he interviewed, and Angelis Arian, first half, second half he interviews Ken Ring, Rupert Sheldrake, Sasha Shulgin, you know, really great people. There's like Ken White, and Jill Peirce, who is awesome. And so I split that into two episodes. And let me tell you, I was not expecting this, but they pretty much have their, it's Ken Babs, and then the other two episodes of just me listening to this recording and commenting on it and cracking jokes and having fun has just as much listen. So I was very honored about that. I thought if people would be like, you know,
it's never what you think it's going to be.
That's never what you think it's going to be. Mm-mm. So that was episode five and six.
We had O'Teal on the show and then we had you on the show and you got way more listen.
Oh yeah. No, I know. That's
never
because
what
I was,
you think it's going to be.
I was dropping divine bombs for all the people. Love bombs. They were bombs of love for all the listeners of No Simple Road. That episode 48, was the culmination of my psychedelic and spiritual experiences up to that point.
That's episode 48 of No Simple Road.
Oh, episode 48 of No Simple Road.
And you know, Jake is talking about dropping love bombs, and he's actually trying out this new headset microphone that he's wearing right now.
Oh, it's amazing.
And he looks like he could fly a plane.
Drop love bombs.
Yeah. I love this. Look, let me tell you, people. I'm one of those people.
He's a hand talker.
I'm a hand talker. Yeah, he is. I get super excited. My hands start flowing. I'm loving this thing. Yet again, another inspiration from the great Art Bell.
You keep messing with it.
I was going to say, you're using your hands on it.
You need to fix it perfectly.
I'm not there yet.
Jam it in your mouth.
This is day one.
You should shorten it. Yep.
There you go. That's what it's like, a snorkel. Snorkel that bitch.
Should we get him a diver suit or a pilot outfit?
Both.
Yeah. I just want to say I love you guys. I'm having so much fun.
You know what we should get you, Jake?
Going around,
I've decided. Your Christmas present this year is going to be, you know those diving helmets?
I don't celebrate Christmas, dude.
Okay, whatever.
So I'm just kidding.
New Year.
Sure.
Whatever.
Earth.
One of those diving helmets with a microphone in
inside
it.
Inside of
okay.
it.
Okay.
So you can't touch it.
Well, I'm in.
And it's just where it is.
Look, I bought this one. I got it in the mail today. I'm feeling like the mouth part is a little bit too short.
I think you need to shorten it.
It just needs to be like just a little bit longer, but whatever. I'm working with what I got. Yeah.
Working with what you got.
Yep.
All right.
That's a good lesson.
I got to go. This is funny. I got to describe something.
Oh,
yeah.
That's earlier. Oh, this is good.
No,
how
this
does this
was
sound?
The cutest thing better. Earlier when Jake was talking and everything, and when it came Bryn's turn to talk. Not only did he reach over and like adjust her microphone, he like adjusted your head too.
And you hurry out like
I was okay, there. I dude. Almost started crying, dude. It was so cute. He like looked like oh,
come dude, on, I have to make sure she's legit.
Quit touching it.
Was like okay, oh, now shit. You're good. Like
now you can tell.
It was funny. It was nice. Cute to see.
You know, I just want to make sure she's legit. She has incredibly valuable.
Are you legit? Bryn,
I'm feeling legit.
Bryn is very legit. She has incredibly valuable information to impart to everyone. So I just wanted to make sure in that moment,
everybody
make
can
sure
hear.
She could hear her
but
perfectly.
Is she too legit? Too legit to quit.
She's too legit to quit. Let me tell you, every single listener out here that's listening right now is too legit to quit. We can't quit. We've got to ramp it up. We've got to go more. We've got to activate love. We've got to do the work that we need to do to make this place the best place it can possibly
be. I want everybody that's out there listening right now to find a friend like Jake. Everybody, I'm not joking. Seriously.
Go find yourself
a
your
Jake.
Own personal
I have flaws.
Because,
I have flaws.
Well, no. He's a great friend. He's
thoughtful.
The ultimate fucking cheerleader. He is
that's
super
true.
Thoughtful and a lot of fun to hang out with.
He's,
so
he's
you all need
not
a Jake
only
in your
as
life.
He is our
and a Brent
pseudo manager.
He's our manager in a different multiverse.
And our health consultant.
Different on an alternate
he's also
timeline.
Our health
we were
consultant.
Go there, right?
Yep, that's
yeah.
True.
Oh yeah. Health. Wait. Personal health.
I'm sorry. Say that again. Apple.
Physical
he's also
health.
Also our Babbling. Health consultant. He helps us with our health, with our show.
Break it down. Break
always
down the
always has something interesting to say. Thing I love with Jake, too, if you're a doubter and stuff, Jake, he just said this earlier. He's like, he's not here to blow smoke up your ass. It's like,
he's
no,
just blowing
here,
smoke in the room.
Hold on. You want to see the pictures? Here's the article. Here's the book. This book was in 78. You can get this book. You can. He's got the facts to back his shit up.
I just don't want to look stupid
well,
when I say things.
One of the biggest things that Jake has done for us, besides ideas for the show and helping us with our equipment and being our friend and hanging out and tripping with us and going to shit, but all that.
Introducing us to Bryn. He's 10 times
introduced
better
us to Bryn. Yeah. Oh. And that, no.
And that right there, we can never repay you
exactly
for.
Exactly. She's amazing.
He brought 3 products into our life that, not products, substances.
Nutrients.
It's my
nutrients. Nutrients. That's
it is the trifecta, triumvirate. And I want you to explain to the folks how to make themselves feel better.
Look, psilocybin.
Exactly. LSD, DMT, THC is good for me. Say that over and over. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, look. Oh, well. Am I? Okay, look. Here's the thing.
Am I?
No, look.
Hand off the mic,
physical
Jake.
Health. I want you people to be as physically healthy as you possibly can be. And let me tell you, your human body is a hormonal experience. Your human physical body is regulated by hormones. Let me tell you what that's your true hormones are made out of. Your hormones are made out of iodine. So what do you need to make sure your shit's together? You need the right amount of iodine, okay? And it's not in the salt. It is, but
wait,
not in a way
I'm
that...
sorry. Hang on.
Yeah.
No one on... Not anybody on No Simple Road, none of us are medical professionals, yeah, and
oh,
we are
shit
not giving you medical advice.
No.
We are telling
yep
you our
neither
own
am
experience.
I.
Go ahead, Jake.
Neither am I. This, I am not giving you any medical advice. Anything
something
I say is
something that worked for Jake was...
This is my personal experience I'm relaying to you and the results of my personal experience, which is I got turned on to iodine, and then I learned about a guy named Dr. Brownstein, who is the world's expert on the thyroid in clinical medicine. And I watched the show about iodine that's actually on the Gaia channel, and the show called The Healing Matrix, and season 6. And
we were already feeling it before that.
Yeah,
even,
but I wasn't taking what he suggested for him. He couldn't even recommend it because it's so hard, far above the RDA. It's the right amount of iodine. For me, what I need every day, for me personally,
for
is
what
20,
Jake needs.
20,
yeah.
25
milligrams
of
not
iodine.
Micrograms.
Not micrograms. That's where I get confused sometimes. Milligrams, because it's so much. It's like 60,000 amount of your RDA, what they would say is 100%. But how they describe, how they, you
come
know,
up with that
came up with the RDA was a complete sham. In the turn of the century, it was like very antiquated science. So, but it still lingers on. So that, the iodine, you get the right amount of iodine in your body. And oh, baby, your hormones start regulating properly. And guess what one of your hormones is? Serotonin. Yeah. So what does that mean? You're happier.
That's your happy juice.
That's your happy juice. Guess what's another hormone? Melatonin. So what does that mean? You're going to sleep when you need to go to sleep. All your other things, your health starts to come back into focus because your hormones are in check. They're in balance. They have the right stuff. And then, you know, which is all comes from your thyroid. So then you take selenium, which also
it's an adjunct for the iodine.
Exactly. And then, you know, I could talk about selenium. It's also benefiting your thyroid. It helps regulate those hormones as well. You know, the iodine, it makes the hormones. The selenium helps regulate them. And then on top of that, we should all be taking zinc. So you look for the brand Trace Minerals. I personally recommend, I'm not endorsed or paid by them in any way, shape, or form. I actually pay them for their shit. And yeah, it's called Trace Minerals. It's a great company. Highly recommend it. It gets my highest recommendation. They have a zinc, copper.
It's Jake approved.
It's, yeah, it's spiritually. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Jay. It
needs
to
be.
So it's like, you know, you get the zinc, you get the selenium, zinc with the copper. So you got zinc and copper, and you get the selenium, the iodine. And then you're manifesting. It helps get things the normal human being manifests daily, every moment, actually.
Well, yeah. And just think about this. Like, you wake up in the morning and you're like, I'm hungry. I should get something to eat. And you go to your fridge and you grab something to eat. You just manifested something to eat. Oh, I need to get in my car and go to work. And then you're in your car driving to work. You just manifested a car and driving to work. That's the real deal.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
It all started with an idea.
I'm just like, all of a sudden I had a 9 to 5 theme just go through my head.
I'm working.
Stumble out of
two
no,
five.
Stumble out of bed. Stumble in the kitchen. Get yourself up an ambition. Yawn and stretching. Get that.
Damn.
That's a
okay.
I actually love Dolly Parton. Go
hold
ahead
on a second.
I love Dolly.
So Jake, love Dolly. Jake is talking about these 3 things, the iodine, the selenium, and the zinc with copper.
Yeah, because they make a product that's zinc, and then it has like enough copper in it to make a difference.
Okay. So maybe about 8 months ago, time is weird, and plastic, and I'm not good with that, but I think it was that long ago, maybe longer, could be shorter. Jake introduced us to iodine. It was a lot longer than that. Now, yeah.
Probably like a year ago.
Yeah.
And we first started taking it, and the first few days were a trip. Like, it was the feeling of, like, having just enough coffee, and the fogginess in my head was gone, and I would have an idea, and instead of being like, oh, fucking, I'll do it later, I would just go do it, and it was really awesome. And then some time went by, and it kind of didn't stop working, but it wasn't as effective. And then Jake came over one day. He was like, I got a present for you guys. It's coming in the mail. I'm not going to tell you what it is. And I was like, okay, what's going to show up at my house? And this iodine showed up. It's this stuff from
Dr. While he was here.
Yeah.
I happened to be there that day.
Actually, he was sitting on the porch with us when this stuff showed up.
Saying it should be here anytime.
And
Darwin almost killed the mailman.
Yes, he did.
This stuff is like supercharged whatever the other stuff was. You know that other shit? This is the new.
The new shit.
Yeah. Yep. This stuff is amazing for me, Aaron. I'm not saying you should take it, but it really is a game changer in managing yourself. And
managing yourself?
Just everything.
Myself.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, just to clarify.
You said for you, exactly.
And just to clarify for the listeners,
that's right.
The original iodine was the liquid nascent iodine. And the new, as he is talking about, is this product that I discovered called Ido. It's such the weirdest.
Iodoral.
Iodoral. It's like Iodoral, like Iodoral. It's like high potency iodine. They sell it on Dr. Brownstein's website, but they also sell it on Amazon. I just got my refresh bottle from Amazon. You know, sorry. I mean, I don't want to support Jeff Bezos, but like, it's really hard to get shit right now. And so it's like,
yeah, it is.
You know, so it's like, you can get it. It's available to everyone, and I just highly recommend.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
Giving it a shot and watch what it does for you, because you think about your psychedelic experiences, and a lot of that is serotonin based. So when you first start taking it, man, that first week, it's like, holy shit! I felt like I was like tripping on the best. Whatever, you know,
Brent,
that activates
your
serotonin
with it.
For the first week.
Yeah, my experience was and still is often the same. I think like what you're saying, like you come up with an idea and then you're like, oh, I'll do it later. And it's just, it's like it hooks you into the flow of things. You're like, the idea becomes the action. It's mm-hmm. like there isn't this like effort in the middle and then thinking about it and then what else you have to do and then any worry about blah, 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 blah. It's just like you think this and then you do this. And part of what I was going to say is that we are hormonally driven in our physical bodies, but we're also electrical beings. And we also, I feel, we need elemental nutrition. Like we need the sun, we need water, we need fire, we need air, we need all of that to function properly. And iodine is a deep earth, you know, rich mineral full of, and there's usually in iodine, there's often other little micronutrients that come along with that, that I think just, you know, help synthesize. So I think it's just one of those that it just hooks you into who you are. Like you're able to be more fully yourself because your vehicle that you're in is optimally functioning.
Your meat suit is
fucking on fire. And so therefore your spirit and your soul and your drive and your will and your, you know, all of that power is able to happen not more effortlessly, but and the copper too, being an electrical being, I think there's conductivity there. You know, as you are a pole standing on the earth, the magnetics, your torus field of your heart, I think that all plays into having your electrical self be hooked in, which also goes in with drinking good water and, you know, all of those things. It all goes together. Oh. We could talk about water.
Wait
a minute.
Wait, you hook that copper in though. You're allowing your electrical currents, the ionic copper. I was trying to lead right into that. Ionic copper, like you're an electrical being. So you got copper flowing all through. So that conductivity.
Like a penny?
Happening. Yeah. Like real, like, wow. You know, it's copper. It's copper. I mean, it's copper.
Copper,
sure.
Copper. But it's
like, just
current.
Like this bracelet. Yeah. It's increasing the conductivity of the current. So your electrical being is flowing.
Making you pure.
It's far out, man.
We're human yeah.
And beings, if we all hold hands, yeah. This fucking room lights up.
It does.
Whoa.
All right. Yeah. Well, so today we've covered Midnight on Earth.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
UFOs. Love.
We didn't talk about UFOs.
Yeah, we did. Where? UFOs,
there
fungi.
Okay.
Honorable mention.
Yeah. Reiki. All the,
God.
The ayahuasca. We talked about love, God, source.
Faith.
Faith. Mm-hmm. Fear. Iodine. Selenium.
Love.
Zinc.
Was water.
Can we talk about this epic Grateful Dead show? Dude, mine were covering everything.
Let's go. What
dude,
epic Grateful
let me
Dead
tell you
show.
Something. Everyone right now, let me tell you something.
Tell
one
something.
Of the best things. I love you
stop
guys
touching
so much.
Your mic. Stop touching.
You're
going to go blind.
I know, I'm going to say it. You're
going to go blind.
You're touching your mic.
Okay, here's the thing. Look.
Part of your body. Okay?
I have been watching. I got in the habit of watching the Grateful Dead Shakedown streams that happened every Friday. But they kind of stopped doing it. Give big props to String Cheese and
bless you.
For that's okay. That was Apple, everyone. Ooh,
stop touching your mic.
Big props to the String Cheese Incident to really keeping that going every week after week after week after week. They're doing the Friday Night Cheese. Anyways, I got in the habit of watching Grateful Dead shows, so I've been watching random Grateful Dead shows on YouTube, and let me tell you about this experience I had. I watched Phil Lesh's 50th birthday show, 3/15/1990. And it was fucking phenomenal. And I urge everyone to check it out. It's actually one of those Grateful Dead shows that's so potent and so powerful. It has
dripping
the most,
with
dripping
mojo.
With mojo. It has the most unique arrangement of Terrapin Station I've ever heard in my life. It was like this Caribbean alien fucking version that I've never, ever, ever, ever
oh,
heard.
Oh, yeah, the Caribbean alien version.
Oh, yeah, okay, that. Yeah. And it was Phil's 50th birthday, so the crowd's going nuts for Phil. The version that's on YouTube is this really sweet Matrix where it's like, you know, the soundboard's probably like 80-20, but you get that crowd energy on Phil's 50th birthday. Highly recommend that.
I like the cowboy caveman version of Terrapin better than
Spaghetti Western.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I know. Was that in 67? All right.
Oh,
all dude, right. Epic. I love this podcast. We can go on forever. Look, there's no boundaries here. There's no, this is a form. We can go on for hours. We can go on for fucking days. Like, literally, this
look,
is
like,
heads
no, I'm
talking.
I'm actually going to cut you off right now.
Tell everybody where they can listen to Midnight on Earth podcast, Jake.
MidnightOnEarth.com. You can also go to Spotify. Look, these days it seems like...
Let him tell you something.
It seems like people are into... You know, at first I was like, do they go to your site? Do they download it? Like,
bro, they're going to go to Apple Podcasts.
They go to Apple Podcasts. They go to Spotify. And I'm noticing Audible now has it. So I'm on the same distribution platform as Aaron is. It's called Acast, Aaron No Simple Road, and that show.
All of Osiris Media.
Yeah, it's an incredible platform. Big shout out to Acast. They're facilitating incredible things right now. They're facilitating so much knowledge for humanity.
You can facilitate us on YouTube.
And, yeah, well, I do have problems with that, with the YouTube. I do my own YouTube. Okay, so here's the thing. So, yeah, it's on YouTube. It's on Spotify. You can go to Midnight on Earth. There's going to be a player there if you need to, but it's on every single podcast platform that you can possibly think of.
So if you are a...
But just don't forget the comma. Everybody forgets the comma.
Midnight.
Comma.
On Earth.
Yeah.
If you are part of the No Simple Road family, then just let it be known that Jake is an integral part of our world and our life and part of this family too. So we want to... You know,
and Brent.
Support him.
Thanks,
don't leave Brent now.
Yeah. Look, dude, what,
I'm not
she knows that. I'm the one that backs
room,
him.
We want to support them.
Hey, you're the one that makes
what I'm noticing
possible,
is podcasts are the future. This is what the big media corporations are planning for, and they have think tanks that combine human energy,
that's
mental
scary.
Energy in ways that we don't understand. And they're what they're saying, what they're announcing is that podcasts are the future. Podcasts could be the TV shows of the future. Maybe people stop watching pointless TV shows that are kind of fun for situational drama or whatever, but don't have any real fucking value. So it's like, maybe people get into podcasts. People, all these platforms are saying this is the future. So, you know, this is why we're here. We're having a voice. We're putting these podcasts out so we can be there in the future, not just now for everyone, but to be there in the future. We're going to be there guiding people to this new thing, you know?
We're here. We're weird. get used to it.
Yeah, we're not going away. Boom. You know, the future is very bright. I have some plans. I'm not.
Do you have to wear shades?
I thought about announcing these. You do have to wear shades because it's so bright. It's so bright. It's so bright. And, you know, I thought about announcing some things on this podcast. I'm going to hold it off a little bit. Hold off.
Oh, will you tell me when I stop recording?
No, I stop recording. Jake has a way with this. Jake has a way with, like, I'm going to tell you this, but not now.
Yeah, it's cliffhangers. I'm going to tell you something about my podcast. I'm going to tell you something about Heads Talking. I'm going to tell you something about No Simple Road. And I'm probably going to tell you, I haven't listened to all the Osiris podcasts, but I guarantee you if they wouldn't be there if they weren't captivating content. This is what we're bringing to the table. We're bringing captivating content. We have incredible content. We're professionals. We're doing this right. And we're giving it. We're doing it for you. This is our service.
Boom. Right? Wow. We're going to leave it with that. We love you guys. We'll see you next week with more stuff and things. Everybody say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
I love you guys. Yes,
we
love
thanks
you.
For having us.
Take care of each other. Don't be in fear.
That's right. No fear.
Fuck fear in the face.
But it's a tad bit of strange similarities that feed an A equal A complex. The fears of your past do not equal the perplexities of the current road.
I want to tell you about the April-May 2023 issue of Relics Magazine. It features a Dave Matthews Band cover story with additional articles and interviews with The National, Graham Nash, Wayne Shorter, ALO, Ivan Neville, our friend Eric Krasno and Stanton Moore, Marty Stewart, and much more. Check out the latest version of Relics and subscribe now at relics.com/DMB. Thanks, Relics.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Nolan, and this is the Corner of Gray Street podcast. As longtime Dave Matthews Band fans, we set out to create a podcast to dive deep into the past, present, and future of DMB.
Not only do we recap and review shows within an ongoing tour, but we revisit past shows from throughout the band's history, conduct interviews with a wide variety of guests with ties to DMB, and create unique and exclusive content like our Concerts on the Corner series.
Whether you're a fan of the band or just a fan of great music, we think you'll find something you'll enjoy. We can't wait to see you on the Corner of Gray Street.